All right, so my question to you is, what was the outcome? And let me be more specific about the question. Of those four options, which one brought about the greatest sense, the greatest experience of happiness? All right, so we had $10 Starbucks cards handed out to people in four different ways. And here are the four ways. A person could simply give the card to someone else. They could take someone out for coffee and use the card. And when we say use the card on the other person. They could use that card and get coffee alone or tea, whatever they want to drink. Go to Starbucks, $10 card, and just get their beverage alone. Or go for coffee with a friend, but spend the gift certificate on themselves. So if the person said to me, okay, Carl, here's a $10 Starbucks card. Use it any way you want to. And I went with a friend, but I spent the card on my beverage. Okay, compared to, in contrast to, taking someone out for the coffee and using the card for the other person. All right, so those are your four options. Give the card to someone else. Just give it to them. Let them get their drink. Whenever they go at their leisure, whenever they're ready, and they use that card to pay for their drink. Or you take someone out for coffee and use that card on their drink. Or when you get ready, you go for coffee by yourself. Or you go for coffee with a friend, but you spend the gift certificate on yourself. This is what they found. The group of participants who spent the gift card on someone else while spending time with that person experienced the highest happiness levels. Remember now, you could just give the card to the person, say, hey, whenever you're ready, just pay Starbucks a visit and use this card on me. Or you could say, hey, let's go to Starbucks together. And you all out there drinking, and then you pull out your card and you use your card to pay for your friend's coffee or tea, whatever they're drinking. Or you go with the friend. Remember now, the focus here is spending time. You go for coffee with a friend, so you spend your time with them. But when it's time to pay for the beverages, you use the gift card that you received to pay for your own drink. I can understand that. I really can. So those are your four options. You know, you just go to coffee alone and use your card to pay for it. Again, what they found is that the people who spent the gift card on someone else while spending time with that person experienced the highest happiness levels. So what they're finding is that for many people, in many cases, our time is worth more than our money these days. And spending that time on someone with nothing to gain is a beautiful gift. Nothing to gain. For example, when people network, a lot of people really like to network because of the personal gain they hope to get from it. This isn't like networking. You're going out just to be with that person, whether it is a grandparent, a great aunt, a great uncle, parent, a child, someone maybe from your house of worship. You just want to spend time with them so that they have the benefit of your time. And in the process, you also pay for their coffee, their tea. Think you want to, again, now it is a win-win, right? It's a win-win. They've had the benefit of your time. $10, in all honesty, I don't know how much that would pay for, maybe all of it, maybe most of it, but you put $10 towards their purchase of their coffee or tea. That's great. They had your time and you paid for what they drank. And very often, the time you spent is even more important than the money you spent. Think about volunteers who work at hospitals, for example. They're not giving money. They're giving of their time, their energies, themselves, literally of themselves, for a specified period of time. And everyone is winning. The people that they're serving are winning. And because of the happiness, the sense of satisfaction, the sense of fulfillment they receive, they win. That's what life's about. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna have to share some more of this with you the next go round, which would probably be within a week or so. I definitely want to wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas, because I know I won't get a chance to speak with you again. I'll be bringing some, I think, great recordings, rebroadcast next week during the Christmas break. And I tell you what, I think it's going to be enlightening again, encouraging, reaffirming. So every chance you get, check out something next week. In the meantime, you know, I've shared with you all before that the Morris Museum of Art brings not only some great visual arts, but some awesome concerts to Augusta. And I'm telling you, there is just this beautiful queen. She is called the Bluegrass Queen, Miss Rhonda Vincent. Rhonda Vincent and the Rage. She honored me with her presence several years ago. She is in Augusta again. She will be at the Imperial Theater. Morris Museum of Art is hosting. She will be at the Imperial Theater this evening, 7:30, at the Imperial Theater, located at 749 Broad Street in Augusta, Georgia. The tickets being reserved are $15 to $40 plus applicable fees. And I'm telling you, this lady's awesome. She really is. Grammy-nominated Bluegrass Queen, 8-time IBMA Female Vocalist of the Year, 6-time Grammy nominee, most awarded group in bluegrass history, and she has been crowned as the new queen of bluegrass. Again, the Morris Museum of Art is bringing her to us. She is here this evening with her band, The Rage. I want you to hear her. So we're going to close out with a song by Rhonda Vincent and The Rage entitled Kentucky Borderline. Y'all have a good one. Till next time.
White smoke rolling, whistle blowing, listen to her engine keeping time. Kentucky borderline. rolling, whistle blowing, listen to it.